This is the Come A Girl Daily podcast, written by Stephanie Bond. December 25th, Sunday.
Merry Christmas,
Duncan said. Then he kissed me. I kiss him back, but he must have detected something is off. He lifted his head.
What's wrong?
Duncan, I need to tell you something. He is instantly concerned.
Is it the baby?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. The baby is fine, and so am I, considering.
Then what is it?
I winced. Trina came to see me.
What? When?
About 10 days ago.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I was ashamed.
Of what?
That I let her get to me.
What did she say?
She said I was your project du jour, and you would get tired of me. He picked up a lock of my hair.
Wow. And you believed her?
I'm sorry to say I did a little. My medical bills. He quieted me with a finger to my lips.
Sweetie, one thing my job gives me is a perspective of most of the problems we have in this country compared to problems people have in other parts of the world. Medical bills for bringing you and our baby through what you've been through are still first world problems.
And that is why I love you, I whispered. He kissed me again, this one a lingering promise of our life together. The baby kicks hard between us. I am simply the luckiest woman in the world. When footsteps sounded on the floor, I'm surprised. It's Sunday, but I'm sure Jack Terry has someplace better to be.
Just passing through, he said, extending a manila envelope. Trying to get all my cases updated before I take some time off. He winced. I wish I had better news, but Spooner had already spent all the cash he siphoned out of the foundation. The DA will try to get some of it back, but it might take years.
Disappointing, but not unexpected. Thanks for the update, Jack.
Sure thing. Hey, congrats. I hear you're going home New Year's Eve.
An involuntary smile split my face. Yes.
Good. I need my Sundays back.
He gave me a wink.
Send me a picture of the baby.
Right back at ya, I called. At the door, he turned back.
By the way, I found something of yours that I thought might come in handy and stuck it in the envelope, too. Cheers, Coma Girl.
Intrigued, I looked inside the envelope. I flipped past the pages of statements from the foundation accounts showing overdrawn balances. Behind the statements, I noticed a thin slip of paper and pulled it out. A lottery ticket. I scanned the date and time and realized with growing incredulity, it's the lottery ticket I'd bought the night of the accident. Jack must have found it in my wrecked car. Will you pull up the lottery website on your phone? I asked Duncan, and check these numbers.
Give me the ticket. I can scan it with the app to see if it's a winner.
He waved the ticket barcode over the app, and a bell sounded.
It's a winner,
Duncan said with a chuckle. How much?
It's still loading. Here it comes.
He stared at the screen, then turned to look at me. How much? I asked. He turned the screen in my direction. Winner, $77,000.
Hi, this is Stephanie Bond, author of the Coma Girl Daily Podcast. If you like Coma Girl, you might be interested in some of my other daily serials, Temp Girl, Comeback Girl, Factory Girl, and Lottery Girl. Links to those projects are in the show notes. But come back tomorrow for another episode of Coma Girl.